Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. Today, I am joined with my friend, David Hansel. He's a psychic medium. He's a near-death experiencer. He's a spiritual guide, and I want to welcome him back to my show. I think this is maybe your fifth time, David.
Yeah, I believe so. I was in the woods last time I spoke to you because I was going for a walk.
Yeah, I know. And it's so cool that you actually have internet in the woods, because if I had internet in the woods, I'd be out there doing this too.
Oh, yeah. That was a tough one, I remember, because I had to go by the creek and people kept walking by me as I was talking, thinking, who's this crazy dude
what
in the
are you
woods?
But no, I love your content. I follow you on TikTok. You have amazing advice for people. And some of the things you say really brings me back and grounds me all over again after watching what's going on in the world, David.
Thank you.
So let's just start off. I know you had a near-death experience, and guys, go back and look at my near-death episodes. But I was going to ask you something else, David. You know, since you're near death, have there been any new, like, revelations that maybe you didn't understand or get then that you know now, like how the universe works or maybe doesn't work that you thought it did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that happened. I always tell people, even though this was in 2015, as the years went on, things didn't necessarily change when I saw, but how it happened changes.
Okay.
Yeah, if that makes any sense. Yeah. I know that every near-death experience is slightly different, but yet they're very similar. Mm. And like in the place I was, I tapped into a whole bunch of future stuff.
Oh.
So like I saw Notre Dame. I knew about Notre Dame before it happened. I knew about the fires in Hawaii before they happened. I knew about all this other stuff. I also knew about, which people hate when I tell them this, but it's true. I knew that Christianity was going to collapse.
Oh, wow.
And we're in that verge of it now. And for anybody who's Christian, it's not a bad thing to be Christian. It's really not. It's not a bad thing to follow Jesus Christ. In fact, I think Jesus Christ is really cool.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's the people who, they only follow him in word, not in action.
Right.
You know, and they pretty much change things around, and people have gotten wise to that, and people are waking up. I mean, a lot of people are waking up. It's undeniable, and I've seen it throughout the years. I thought it was going to be a little faster.
Really?
Yeah, I did, but things happened. Like even, because I remember back in, I believe it was about 2022, mm-hmm. I was getting, and this sounds crazy to some people, but you know, who cares? I am who I am. I was getting all these alien things. Mm-hmm. And I grew up with some of that. So,
yeah.
But I was never abducted, and you know, none of that. But they tend to come to me in dreams a lot of times, and it was very strange back then. And they kept saying, "Okay, you know, we're here." I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah.
When is everybody else going to know? Because you know. And it wasn't until it was a little later on when they started talking on TV about the UFOs and all that, and they call them UAPs now or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was running all over the place saying, I told you, I wasn't lying.
Right.
But I thought disclosure was going to be more around 2024.
Mm.
And it's not that it's delayed. It is happening. It's just a lot of stuff is happening in the background. And as soon as you can look past all the BS that's happening right now in the world, you can see it. If you look at the stuff that's happening in this world, if you can just stay in your state of being, like, you know, you're permanent. This is how I am. I'm not going to let circumstances or anything affect me.
Right.
You'll be able to see through it and you'll be able to know. You'll be like, oh, it is happening in the background. It is there. I don't have to listen. I don't have to get my information from a TikTok video or from a news station or something.
Right.
It's actually there.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I have had, and I've talked about this on my solo episodes, because I've done a few solo episodes just talking about what my mom tells me, you know, because, you know, I can communicate with her. And she said, get off social media as much as you can and also stay away from the news as much as you can right now. You are in a down spiral right now because I was starting to let everything affect me and that was stupid. So she goes, just start watching TV. Go outside. And I've been going outside and doing things, but don't get me wrong. I started True Blood. Now, listen, I used to watch it when it first came out. I watched all 7 seasons in about 2 months. Okay. That's I mean, I'm still making my episodes. I'm still outside. I'm still watching my granddaughters, that kind of thing. And I know what's going on. Like, Erin Parnas pops up on my phone, but then I just put it down and I don't get on it and don't rabbit hole it and don't look at that. And I'm telling you, it has really helped my mental state, especially going outside and just talking to trees and just touching them and touching grass and all the things we've heard to do. But it's just, it's so much information and it's always so devastating every freaking day, David.
It is. That's what I keep telling everybody. If you notice in my videos, I'm like, it's okay to be informed, but here's the deal. Everybody's always just going to give you bad news. It's going to be bad news no matter what. Anything you put, it's going to be bad news. It's not necessarily even informing you. It's reminding you. That's what you got to remember. If you can look at it and go, okay, this isn't anything new. It's just a reminder. Then you can look at it from an outside perspective and you're good to go. Did you just start planting outside?
Did I start planting outside? You're so funny. We are going to plant some crepe myrtles. We just have to go get them. But yes, we're about to start planting. Oh my gosh, David.
Okay. No, well, here's why. You're talking about your mom. Yeah. And I'm sitting here. I'm open right now because we're doing this. So it's like, whatever, you know, whomever's there. That's how it works, folks.
Yeah, yeah. I love it when you do this.
And I was sitting there and you're talking about your mom and she started showing me all the pretty flowers. And there's like some white crepe myrtles and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing that. That's why I asked you. I was like, oh, is that you showing me that? How pretty.
Oh, so my gosh,
that was
David.
It. So just, you know, she's very aware. So.
Oh, listen, I talk to her all the time, probably more than she wants because I'm constantly talking to her and she can't
tell people you can talk as much as you want. Listen, if they don't hear it, it gets stored someplace. It's almost, how do I put this? Just so people know, because I mean, I've heard mediums go, oh, you're bothering them or this and that. No, you're not bothering them at all. The only time that I know that a spirit will hold back, quick story, I was doing readings for this one lady. She contacted me about her husband. Once the first time I did it for her, this dude was incredible with his evidence of what he was giving me. It was stuff I was like, how are you going there? I don't even have that in my head. Wow. Where's that coming from? But she started calling me, her and her family, every birthday, every holiday, every everything. And the way I work is I don't care how many times I talk to a spirit, I need to have new evidence. Mm. Just because I don't want to be that guy who goes, yeah, I got them here. I need some kind of evidence. Like, they need to tell me something. Like, your mom, she's planting, so remind her. So that's just a reminder, you're here. It's that simple.
Yes.
And I was having a conversation with, this is so funny, you guys, but I had a conversation with her husband before one of the last readings we did. And I said to him, I feel she's not going forward because she's not doing her work and she's too concentrated on you and all that. And he says, I know that. And she stopped drawing and she was an artist. And I said, can we do something? Is this helping her? I'll keep doing it if it's helping her, but I'd hate, you know. So he said, oh, I'm going to give you some of the biggest evidence you've ever had. So she knows without a doubt. I mean, he gave me good stuff for years, but he brought in some really great evidence. And basically, I explained to her afterwards, listen, you don't need to pay me and you don't need me to see him on the holidays. Mm. And she said, well, I like to hear it through his voice. And I said, you're hearing his voice through my voice. And I said, you just need to do that in your head. It's the same thing.
Yes.
You know,
it is.
But she caught on and she had messaged me a couple months later. I went through like two holidays, I think it was. I don't remember which ones. And she said, you're right. She said, David, you're right. She said, can I still book with you though if I want to? I'm like, yeah, you can still book with me. I'm not telling you can't. I just don't want you to be dependent on me because they're there.
Exactly.
And she started drawing and she started doing everything again.
Oh, see, there you go. And that evidence, just like what my mom said, because my mom, the way she explained it to me, now, I don't know if maybe it works differently for every single soul. I don't know. But I said, Mom, I know you're a greeter. You know that, David. I've told you that. I said, but do you hear us? You know, she's got three other kids besides me. Can you go boating? She goes, I can do it all at the same time. And I was like, what? That sounds like kind of like what God could do. She goes, honey, we are all slivers of God. So yeah, anyway, when I'm talking to her, no, I know I'm not bothering her because I was just making a joke. I know she loves it. She loves it when I talk to her because...
But to get back to it, if she doesn't respond, I mean, she's aware of it, but... It's like somebody took dictation and she's got that little note and she's holding on to the note and reading it later going, oh yeah, Leslie was trying to scream at me a month ago about right. this and that. So I'll get the message to her now.
Well, you know? it's funny that you say that too, because there have been times when I've asked her things and she won't respond. And I know why she won't, because she's told me. She goes, I am not going to take away the beauty of you finding out on your own. You don't need me to tell you. And there's some things I will not share with you, even though I know how it's going to go. And I love that about her. She's like, I'm not taking away that joy or the pain. I'm not going to do that.
What people don't realize is that all spirits do that because of the fact that
I think
what some people will speak of as like birth angel, or it's all just names and labels. But the being that makes sure that you stay here and don't mess your stuff up. Because you told that person, make sure I don't mess this stuff up, even though you forgot. That angel or whatever, that angel can keep you alive. That angel's the one who directed you elsewhere instead of, you know, getting mugged, or because you didn't need that. It wasn't there. So it's like, you don't need this. They're the only ones who can infringe on that.
Totally agree.
As far as I know.
No, I totally agree with that aspect. My mom has pretty much indicated that to me. Even Bashar tells us that, you know, and I love Bashar.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of channelers that do.
Yeah.
Nobody messes with it unless it's supposed to be messed with. Because you can, I guess you could probably screw up. You would have to change a timeline. I mean, if I had died during, you know, what happened to me and not come back, which I'm sure there's a me that didn't. But for now, what we're focusing on, it might have messed up everybody around me going, well, he can't go yet because this has to be done later on. This has to be done later on. This has to be done later on. And you have to do it. So. I think that sometimes when I tell people, that's why you come back here, because deep down you realize, well, you know, because it would have been so easy for me to just stay. I mean, it was flawless. I mean,
everybody talks about it.
I closed my eyes. I was asleep and there I was. I was like, oh, really? Okay, cool.
It's funny because Bill Letson, another near-death experiencer I talked to, he goes, when I got there, I couldn't believe I thought I was Bill. And I was like, what do you mean? You know, that was so weird for him to say that. And he goes, because I'm so much more. We're all playing little parts. You're just in a little game. You're just in a little play. This is not living. This is school. This is understanding. This is soul evolution stuff. When you get up there or wherever it is, sideways, below, I don't even know where it is. It's another frequency, obviously. That's where you start to live. That's your normal state of being. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, this is just because I always say, no one dies. We just change zip codes.
Right.
And the other one was, life can be beautiful if you just let it. And it's true. No matter how bad it is, it can be beautiful as soon as you realize this is just an experience I'm having. It's not the actual who I am.
Exactly. It's hard to explain that to people because they're like, I felt so big. I felt like this big, huge, massive thing. And then you want me to go back in that little tiny space? What?
It is. It's for just to let anybody know, just so you're not afraid of death. It is so, it's just expansive. It's just like, it's literally the best feeling in the entire existence of anything.
Yes, I know. And that's the thing. And, you know, so many near-death experiencers have said, I just didn't want to come back. It didn't matter that I just had a kid. It didn't matter that I just got married. It didn't matter that...
You understand.
Because I've even heard Bashar say, the universe is neutral. It's of no consequence that you're here. You're the one that makes it meaningful, not the universe, not God.
It's true. He said something once that I had heard of before, too, and I totally agree with Bashar, and that is that... life has no meaning. You're the one who gives it the meaning.
Right. And don't get me wrong. It's not like, oh, it has no meaning. You go out and, you know, hurt somebody. But if you did, there is a reason why that happened. And you are sometimes the bad guy. You're sometimes the good guy. You're sometimes a different sex. It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. No, you can't take this so well. He's got to lighten up. You know?
That's true.
We always, you know, we all get, oh gosh, you need to hear me sometimes. I'll use ChatGPT to help me edit sometimes. And I will yell at it and I'll swear at it. And I've even had ChatGPT like, we won't answer you anymore if you talk to me like that. I'm like, oh whatever. God. You know, I know ChatGPT at some point will be a message from something other than, but right now it's still not there. I always tell people, oh, it told me who my guides were and it named them. It's like, well, you got to remember that ChatGPT, just when you ask that question, depending on what you fed it, it just looked up everything spiritual on Reddit, on Instagram, on everything, and shout out something that you wanted to hear, because right now, ChatGPT and all the AIs that people use are programmed to be of service.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so unless you specifically say, like, I have a ChatGPT, which drives me up a wall why I did it, and it's my sparring partner.
Yeah.
So I'll test theories, like even my own, yeah. and I'll tell it that. And then it'll say, a skeptic would say, and I'm like, I don't care what a skeptic would say. Exactly. You know, and it's like, well, you wanted to know. I will argue with a freaking AI. And
well, you know, a lot of people do it online and they argue with it and it doesn't really argue back, but I guess it could say, please don't, whatever. But, you know, it's one of those things where, guys, if you're using AI for how to fix a fridge, hey, that's awesome. But if you're using AI to get answers about your loved ones or get answers if, you know, John still loves you or whatever, or should I get a divorce? Don't do that. I mean, come on, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be of service and it's going to tell you what you want to hear. It's going to give you the best possible outcome for you. And that's uplifting, but you know, I'll say this just because you touched on the subject. If you want to know who loves you and everything, if you just sit in silence for 5 seconds in your life, yeah. you'll get that answer.
No, you will. You will. And, you know, just like with my mom, you know, when you said, just start talking to him, make stuff up in your head first. And that's what I started doing. I made something up in my head. I said, hey, mom, if you're out there, what do you do all day? And because I kept thinking before I even asked her that, I said, what would she say to me? She'd say, hi, sweetheart. That's what she would say. So I said, okay. Hi, mom. Hi, sweetheart. Hey, if you're really there, what do you do all day? That's when I heard I'm a greeter, because I started just talking to myself and then words start coming that I never even thought of.
Exactly. Now, you've seen my lives before. Sometimes if you look like I'm talking to myself or whispering to myself, I try to explain that all of us get information differently. Like when I do mediumship readings online with somebody, I talk out loud. So it's like a tea party. I mean, we have a good time. And because I'll ask a question like I'm asking a normal person. I'm not trying to invoke some ghost from Christmas past to do anything. I'm just like, you're sitting in front of me. So they want to know this question. Here it is.
Right.
But how it works for me is it's like a tap in. You tap into all things. That's the best way I can put it. And you can feel it. I said earlier, I can't pay attention to who's paying you and who's leaving me a gift because I'm in that space. I can't leave it.
Right.
But when I whisper and stuff, what happens to me is I can feel in my head all these words swirling around and a phrase will come through and I'll just start whispering the phrase over and over and I'll keep whispering the phrase until they correct me. And then all of a sudden I'm like, whisper, whisper, whisper. And there it is, there it is, there it is. I gotcha. And then I hear the whole thing. I can feel that the thoughts in my head now. And it happens that quickly.
Wow.
It's an odd feeling for me, but odd in a really cool way, in a good way.
Well, yeah.
Odd like, wow, you should like really, like you should be dealing this drug on the street because it is that good. That's kind of odd.
It's so true. And like I said, I pretty much talk to my mom every night, but every night I start a conversation with her and I make up the words myself until she starts chiming in. It's the same kind of thing.
It is. Oh, yeah. That's all I got to do. It's getting out of your head.
Yes.
And the best way to get out of your head, I always tell people when I do a mediumship reading, I'll say in the beginning, I'm like, if I say something wrong, it came from me. If I said something right, it came from them.
Right. Right.
I'm not going to blame them and say, well, that's not what they told me. No, I interpreted it wrong.
Right.
You just do it. You get out of your own head. Or I'll say words that now, this took me a long time to learn this, but I don't care what they give me, I say it. Even if it makes zero sense, because you have to get out of your head. If you get in your head, you might miss something very, very important.
I totally agree. And what I was going to ask you also, we talked about disclosure this year. They're talking a lot in the government about alien. You know they're here. They visited you and talked to you. Now, I've
been here forever.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. And then Bashar's talking about the 2027 undeniable first contact. What do you think about that date?
I was so excited because I'm not somebody who watches everything Bashar's ever done, but I like Daryl because of the fact that he says that whether you believe it's a Bashar or not, and even he can't prove it's an alien or not, whatever advice is coming
it's
through him
so
is
enlightening.
Like
perfect. Yeah, it's so good.
Like perfect.
Yeah.
So if you throw all that stuff aside, I also had heard with a lot of other people that it's coming. I mean, it's like really coming.
Right.
And when he said about 2027, I went back and I sat with that for a while and I let it hit. It's like, no, he's right. Here's what I think people are going to screw up though. And before anybody's going to make a video, aliens going to be here in the 2027.
Yeah.
One, they're already here. They already have been.
Right.
What's happening is the entire world is like going through the shadow work. So all this crap that's been happening, it's not new. Right. I mean, what people do to children, what people do in the things, and people scamming people, all this, that's not new. That's been here for a long time.
Right.
But now it's disclosure isn't just disclosure of enemies. It's disclosure of evil. It's disclosure of all kinds of things.
That's exactly
and that's
right.
That's kind of what he's talking about, too. So if you've done something bad or you've been part of that, it's going to be out in the open on 2027. I mean, it's already started. And the fact that I do believe, I wasn't sure on this belief. He said, I don't feel bad about it, but he was talking about it's going to eventually, like on the news, like this ship was spotted, be like a regular news thing, like the weather after a while.
Right.
And
okay.
I do believe that. I believe probably he could be right, because I always get the feeling by the midsummer of 2027, I can turn on something and almost every day seeing this was spotted or that was spotted.
Yeah, and they're coming out of the oceans. I mean, I heard that was something they were doing. Then I heard they weren't doing it. Now I'm hearing again, they're coming out of the oceans.
They're hovering over the ocean because it's a safe space for human beings.
Okay.
From what I understand, okay, it's kind of like, when I have things, whatever they are, that talk to me or show up in my dreams, they come in my dreams all the time. They've been telling me all kinds of cool stuff, and they've been right.
Yeah.
And it's not always like world stuff. Like, I'm not that guy who runs on TikTok every 5 seconds. So I had a dream, and they told me this last night, because sometimes it was just for me.
Right.
But they, even in my dreams, they don't look how they look. Okay, in my dream, when I think cognitively in my dreams, I'm also that person, I forget what they call it. I observe my own thoughts during the day. It's not something I learned how to do. A lot of people want to, but when I think something, there's another part of me that goes, do you understand what you're thinking about? And I have to go, yeah, I do. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like I'm connected to that outside voice, which isn't really outside. It's the same thing in dreams. I have actual conversations. I remember the emotions. I remember, and I figure out stuff.
Okay.
And when those guys are in my dreams, we have those conversations where I'm figuring out stuff, they're showing me stuff, and I'm actually asking them questions in my dreams. So I'm the lucid dreamer who doesn't just go, oh, I'm dreaming, so I'm going to make up some celebrity I'm going to sleep with now in my dream because that's funny
right.
and cute. You know, a lot of people do that in lucid dreaming, or I'm going to just fly in my lucid dream.
Right.
I become lucid in my dream, and then I speak to these people who look just slightly different than there's like if you looked at them as a human being, you'd be like, there's something off.
Okay.
You know, they present themselves in that way.
Yeah.
The guy who visited me, I was about 6 years old. That guy who visited me has visited me in dreams as of late. And he's coming in, and he will always be the very, very tall African man with these beautiful eyes. And he doesn't say a word. And he'll always be in a room with everybody else who is not that color.
Mm.
And he just to say, this is me, I'm standing out. And he doesn't always present himself like he did to me the first time. And the other ones do that too. And that's because the energy, you'd be too afraid. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think people understood that. And this is true. Whether you believe it or not, if there's something on another planet that comes here and it stands next to you, you are not going to understand its vibration.
Yeah.
It's going to either cause you panic, or it could be overwhelmed. You could faint. You could everything. I tell people it's the same thing. If you were like the lady who lives in the trailer in South Carolina, and she went to Vegas and she saw Cher, she loved Cher, and she stood next to Cher, how she would feel.
Yeah.
Just because of the expectations, she'd probably shake. She'd do all this stuff.
Right.
Same thing. If an alien would come here out of the blue and just like peek in your window or stand next to you, you'd get that feeling as if like I'm overwhelmed.
Well, and you know, David, if you don't understand that feeling, it can make you feel like you're in fight or flight. Like, oh my gosh, now I'm scared. Oh yeah. And I think you probably do too. I try to get a lot of this on my own without being too influenced by Daryl, you know, who does Bashar or any other psychic medium, even you, because there's a lot of things my mom will tell me and you will say it when I watch yours and I didn't watch yours, or Daryl will say it and I didn't watch Daryl. And he said the same thing my mother told me.
You made a good point. I encourage everybody to do this, because I always tell people when I give you advice, it's not something that I just heard somebody else say. I won't just give advice that I heard somebody else say unless I had the experience of it.
Yes.
I would not have known to do that. And it happened probably about a year after my near-death experience where they kind of said that. But it's like, everything has to come from you first, and then we will validate it down the line. And that was the deal.
That's exactly what happened to me, too. They validated it through something maybe you said or something maybe Bashar, Daryl, who is Bashar, did. Yeah,
exactly. And how they really proved that to me was one time I sat down and I wasn't trying to channel or do anything. I was just watching something and I just got in some weird space and I started talking to some guy in my head.
Yeah.
And started flashing pictures at me.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking at him like, oh, you look familiar. And I was jotting stuff down and I went and looked it up. I'm like, oh my God, it was Sigmund Freud.
Oh, wow.
And, which is funny. I knew nothing about psychology or anything. This is like not long after my near death. And I was talking to him and he was telling me all kinds of weird stuff about the human race went towards his theories, where he says, instead of picking the other person's theories, mm-hmm. and he said, not everything I said was correct, and you don't have to do it like that. Yeah. And he was just really cool. And I looked him up, and I didn't know who he was. I looked him up. I'm like, wow. And I looked up what he told me, like really weird theories. I'm like, how did I know that stuff? And that's because he was telling me. Well, then it was a little while later, I was writing some philosophy of my own because I do a lot of writing. I'm on Substack. So everybody, if you want to read my writing stuff, I was getting ready to write some philosophical thing about Substack and I put it into ChatGPT so I could say, could you add just, you know, I have it edit my voice. Otherwise, I'd talk like this when I'm writing. You'd never be able to read me. he's all over the place. We don't know what the hell. Right. Yeah, it's not a ghostwriter. I don't use ChatGPT as a ghostwriter. Yeah. I use it as just an editor.
Sure.
And as I'm writing it, he said that he detected, what's the word I'm looking for when you copy somebody?
Plagiarism?
Plagiarism, yeah. Okay. It's like you detected plagiarism. I'm like, how could you detect plagiarism? I said, that's my words. And then it went through and it started giving me all this other stuff. It was from Alfred Alder.
Wow.
Alderan, it was the other psychologist. I was like, I had no clue who he was, yet I knew his entire philosophy. And my philosophy is different than Sigmund Freud's. And that's how they would prove it to me. Here you go.
Wow.
This is why you didn't agree with him, because you know this one. Exactly. And we proved it to you. We let you spot it all out and then said, this is the person. And I was like, like you said before, I don't let other things influence me. I'll watch it. If I agree with it, I'm like, that makes sense. And that's it.
Right.
But a lot of times I'll have theories in my head and all that, or something that happened to me, and I'll hear them say it. And I'm like, aha. That's my peeps going, you're right. You're right. Keep going.
And you feel it in your soul when you know what's right. You're just like, yeah, I just know it's right. I can't explain how I know. I just know that is correct.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. When you see what's going on in the world and we all try to escape it, are you seeing anything? You know, I know it's hard to tell what's going to happen in the future. I hate to even ask you this, but can you give me some positivity for some things maybe happening later this year, even into next year? I mean, hey, I'm happy about alien, you know.
Did you see my TikTok? I made a prediction and I never
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Okay. I'll kind of break it down. Go on my TikTok and look for it, guys.
Okay.
So I believe from what I keep seeing, the trajectory we're on right now, and this is, I knew this a while back, and now it's probably becoming even more obvious to people, that the Democrats take back over.
Okay, yes.
Midterms. Okay, they do. Okay. But they take back over and then a whole bunch of other crazy happens. Eventually, though, both parties are disposed of, broken down.
Oh, wow.
Because what it is we are, so I keep telling people, I know right now you're going to vote for to get something, but later on down the line, whatever, please watch the people you vote for and don't vote based on a overall party of something. Do it like as an individual, because there's other people coming up. I think things are going to change where our politicians are not going to be paid as much as they are, and they're not going to have the benefits as much as they are. And when that happens, those people are going to not want to be politicians anymore, because the reason they were politicians in the first place was to be famous nowadays.
Okay.
And that's on both sides.
Yeah,
that's not just one side. That's both sides.
Yeah.
And this goes for, I talked to an influencer, not like in person. We were talking about their new stuff. They're talking about how bad everything is right now. And I said, but you know what? I said, you have to look at it this way. It's good that it's bad right now and you're part of it, because you would not be doing this if it wasn't bad. So you have to be thankful for the evil. You know, that's the weird thing that people got to look at. You have to know that no matter what happens, you have to be grateful it's happening the way it is. I know it seems like people are getting hurt and people, and they are. But trust me, it's hard to say it, but from a spiritual point of view, everybody's fine. And if instead of feeling sad and sorry for them, you should be going, I want to bow down to that person. That is so awesome that they decided to come here and do that to for the good of all. I mean, I look at everybody who's passed in this, whether they're a child or an adult or anything that's passed or got in trouble through this, I think of them as heroes.
I agree.
Well, so that's my breakdown. And I don't want to really put it out there, but the man who we dare not speak his name because it would make us sick. I'm not going to predict demise to anybody.
Oh, no.
But I just don't see him around in 2027, whether he goes to prison or whether something else happens. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
Like late 2027, something happens, and it's not just him.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people keep pinning it all on him. But I'm going to tell you, there's a whole group of people outside of him that are pulling those strings.
Oh, I know. And you know, he is the catalyst. Let's just call a spade a spade. He's the catalyst that got us here. And, you know, and like I told you guys before, you guys have heard me say...
Puppet who got us here. The guys pulling the strings are the catalyst. He's just agreeable. He's going to say whatever they want him to say because he's addicted to that.
Well, he loves it when they talk good about him. But the thing is, you know, you got to understand, and what I've talked about this before, guys, we come here to be evil sometimes. We come here to be good. And he's here on this evil tyrant right now. And apparently that's what we need. We all knew a lot of this stuff before we came. Now, we knew other things were a possibility and we knew there was going to be shifts. And that was the beauty of coming here. We want the contrast. When you're with Source, you know what's going to happen. You have complete control. You are part of Source. You are Source. But when you come here, you're here to remember if you can. And even if you don't, you may have come here not to remember and not to be a part of any of it.
If you're sitting at home and you see a movie trailer and you're like, oh, that looks like a really good movie. I want to go see it. Yeah. I want to go see it. That's kind of like Spirit. You're there going, oh, that looks like a really good thing that's going to happen. I want to be there. So instead of just going to watch it, you said, I can literally participate.
Yeah, you can either read the book or be the character. Absolutely. And and we are the character. And that is so true, David. Oh my gosh, you're so amazing. So so tell me about what you offer. Like, I know you offer readings. You have a Substack. Tell me everything about you that you want my listeners to know.
Oh my gosh. Go check out, listen, you can go to my website, which I'd love you to, theywhispertome.com.
Yes.
I do a lot of writing now. I do a lot of philosophy stuff. I write meditations now and spoken words. And I am now going to be on Insight Timer. I'm just waiting for them to approve my meditations.
Nice.
If you go to Substack, you can do a free subscription, which is stuff I write. Even my paid subscription, the first part of it is always free.
Okay.
For people, because I don't like to gatekeep. The only thing that I keep from them is the readings I do every week. There is an astrology, tarot, oracle, and state of the world reading.
Okay.
That's for paid, but that's because, you know, they're paying for it. I can't give it to everybody.
Right.
Usually my meditation's free, and I write a meditation every week that goes along with my article. So that's Substack. TikTok, please follow me there. If you find any of my link trees and you want to know more about me or even test me out, I put the $10 reading right in the front. It's a $10 email reading. Ask any question or situation you want. You get it back within 3 hours. And
nice.
I don't do that. Yes, I don't do that. Yes, no crap, because there's no such thing. It's whatever you want to ask. Also, I'm going to bring my YouTube channel back up again, probably post my meditations there.
Okay.
And I've been writing and writing and writing. So, I mean, I wish people would check that out. I like to make myself accessible if they really need it.
Exactly. And this is the way, guys, that he makes his money, and he does this for a living because he's so good at this. And I can attest to this. He's told me so many things and helped me so much. So I'm going to put everything in my show notes. And David, you have been amazing. Thank you so much for being back on the podcast. I adore you.
Oh, I adore you too. Thank you so much. I had a good time. I love chatting about all this stuff. It's my life.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.